Welcome to Why Wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with me, Georgette LePage. Tune in each month as Dr. Pat Basile and I discuss topics that are often seen as roadblocks to weight loss. Each discussion will offer you practical solutions for transformational changes. Being healthy doesn't have to be hard or impossible. Empowering yourself with new strategies and new ideas can jumpstart your healthy journey and bring forth a tidal wave of joyful, positive results. I live and breathe what I teach. Allow me to be living proof of what can work for you. Your brain is your best asset, so you'll learn how to take charge of your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Are you ready for the real results you want? We'll see you there.
Wow. Hey, everybody. What a great, listen. We have a great show. Joining me here today, no, actually, I get to join her. This is her show. And it's Why Wait, W-E-I-G-H-T, look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out. I'm talking about Georgette LePage. She is my coach, helping me get back on track after months of taking a medication that I didn't understand. But what does it mean, get back on track? Well, first of all, as much experience as you may have or I may have, there are things that get underneath us that we need help with. I work with coaches because I know I can't do things alone. But I'm also one of the worst people to coach in a lot of ways, right? And we may talk about that today, because flipping diet culture beliefs is at the core of it. And what does that mean? Let me tell you a little bit about Georgette first. Not only is she the one that has created Why Wait's fantastic, but she also talks about the fact that being healthy doesn't have to be hard or seem impossible. Why am I even bringing this up? Because what are we talking about? Flipping beliefs. But yet, almost everything in our culture says that. You're in the middle of watching TV, and all of a sudden, somebody comes on and shows you all the reasons why you're not successful, and then they show you the pill that you should take. But here she is. She is a phenomenal coach. She understands joy. She understands what it means to go on this journey. Because on a daily basis, she helps people understand the true nature of empowerment and meets you where you are. One of the things that I've heard her say, and I know she said it to me, don't ever lose hope. There are practical and simple ways to improve your physical health. And one of them is reframing your thoughts and your mindset. But today, as this phenomenal certified health and life coach, powers women all over the world, helps them with their mental weight first. This show is for any one of you out there that maybe it's you, maybe it's somebody you know, but think about this. What is a diet culture? What is the impact? And most of all, what is the impact on your mindset, your cultural beliefs? Wow. Georgette, what about this topic? What is it that came up for you that said, I got to talk about this? Thank you. Great to have you in your own show.
Thank you. What a fabulous introduction. Oh my gosh, that's beautiful. This means a lot to me, this topic. It is huge. It's in our face every day. And especially if you grew up, you know, a time ago when I did, it was still there. It was there and it was different. But now I think with social media, and we'll talk about that, it is plastered everywhere. And so, I'm really excited today to share some of my own stories and some stories of some of my clients, where they were with this and where they're moving to. Because that's what we do in coaching. We take where you are and where you're going to go in the future. We don't look back very much except to learn the lessons. And this is a big deal. I confess that I have contributed to the $71 million industry of diets and weight loss. I confess.
I have too.
In so many ways. And so we're going to kind of unpack that a little bit today and see, how do you sift through everything? Our society is so fast, and you can get anything fast, click of this, click of that. You can learn anything, you can buy anything, you can do anything. But are we really taking time to stop and think about what this all is, what the diet industry really is, and what beliefs can we let go of to move forward into some better space mm-hmm. with our weight? Yeah.
Yeah. I want to hit you up for this term, which I think it's so important to understand, because I think there are so many of us that don't know we're in the middle of it. And let's talk about the idea of a diet culture. Now, people may say, really, a diet culture? It is a multi-billion dollar industry. And it comes at you in many ways. But it's very rare to say the word diet and not somebody get what you're talking about. I think it's one of the most feared words, right? I mean, you never want your doctor to say, okay, you're obese, you got to go on a diet. But here we are, and we're in the middle of it. Tell me what that word means, diet. I mean, honestly, the fact that it's got the word die in it, it just doesn't even make sense to me. What's your thoughts?
That's what I was going to say. The first three letters are D-I-E, die. So it's kind of a bad word. It's not the right word. It's not the best word. In my mind, when I see the word diet, I think of restrictive, depriving yourself of something and you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. There's an element of being bad and not doing what you need to do. It's a very negative word, actually. I usually use the word, when I talk with clients, I'll say, okay, healthy lifestyle, food plan, eating to fuel, different things that kind of get us out of that word diet. But the word is everywhere. And it's on magazines. If you're in the grocery store, the magazines are still there. Good old fashioned magazines. You see it plastered. You see some very unrealistic things shown to us, put in our face. You know, lose 50 pounds in 2 months and take this pill and you could do this and that. And it's so overwhelming. When you educate yourself about, you know, healthy ways to lose weight, and they're small steps, very practical things, those type of things that are in your face all the time are almost very comical, because they promise very empty things to us. They're empty promises. You have to be real to know there's no way a human being can, you know, not eat for 2 weeks and lose 50 pounds. I mean, the messaging is just very of a deprived nature, which goes totally against healthy eating and healthy weight loss. So the word to me is a negative word. I've tried not to use it very much myself, for myself and for others, but it's there. It's everywhere and it gets your attention. But it also, when you see the word, it puts you in a little panic, like, oh my gosh, what's the newest thing? You know, what's the newest promise? Is it a pill? Is it, the most ridiculous things. I mean, we've all fallen for some of them. I've fallen for a few. And then, you just scroll through Instagram and all these people are just, you know, promising all these products that they're sure are going to work for you. And it is everywhere. So you really have to get a handle on what that means to you and how you can maybe rephrase it a bit differently. And then what are you looking for to be healthier? And I'm sure a lot of things work very well on a short-term basis, but that's not healthy lifestyle. Healthy lifestyle mm-hmm. is a habit that you do over and over again, so you don't even have to think about it. It's automatic. It's in your brain. And these quick fixes are just that. I mean, I had someone say to me recently, I'm so envious of so-and-so at work because she lost all this weight. And I said, well, what is she doing? She said, well, when I asked her that, she was doing these shakes or something, but she was also on the treadmill every day. So I said, so you don't really know completely? And she said, no, but if it works for her, I should try that too.
Mm.
So there's a lot there.
But is that true? Let's ask about this, because what works for one doesn't always work for the other. But I want to get to a myth real quick. And it really has to do what we're going to talk about next. I'm going to take a short break, but I need to bring it up. I had a friend of mine say, Pat, have you ever Googled weight loss for over 50? Have you Googled weight loss for over 60? And I just looked at her and I said, No, not really, but you must have. She said, yes. She said, it's non-existent. And I said, okay. She said, do you know why? Now, I don't Google it, so no. I said, no, I don't know why. She said, because most people that provide this in our diet culture do not believe people over a certain age stand a chance in hell of doing it. Yeah. Now, if that is not like a belief thing in the diet culture, because they don't market to them, yeah. Right?
Right.
I don't know what is, but isn't this part of what you're talking about with the word diet? And also, when we come back from break, how do we define this journey for ourselves? I don't care if you called it pickle, if that's the way you want to relate to getting in great, healthy shape, right? But I want to take a short break. And when we come back and really get underneath what the beliefs are that we really believe that are so explicit, but how about the hidden ones? Like the ones we don't talk about. Like we don't even talk about them ourselves. They're like the big secret, but we believe it. Georgette LePage, we're going to take a short break, Benny. When we come back, we're going to talk about this culture. The other thing is, I want to make sure you all know, if you're watching on Facebook and you have questions, please put it in there. If you want to call and get some help from Georgette during the show, please do. You know, whether you're like me, struggling with the effects of a medication, or you just want help, it doesn't matter. 1-800-930-2819. We know what these past 2.5 years have been like, and the next 2.5 years don't need to be like them. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, you're going to find out how you can work with Georgette, all of the above. Let's take a break, Benny. We'll be right back.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off, you're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
Illuminate your inner framework now with Shelley Hoffberg and Stephanie Salt on the show Intuitive Diagnostics on Psychic Horizons. For you to find the keys to your highest path, it is vital that you see what is happening within your inner metric of you and those around you. They'll help you utilize soul architecture so that you can unravel the highest plan of life actualization for you. Manifest your unique life mission now, every Thursday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune in to And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife, with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your line shines brighter than ever. On the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Corinne Beerfield. Every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Corrine and her services as a holistic, heart-centered counselor, visit corrinebierfeld.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in, turn us on. This fabulous show hosted by Georgette LePage. Why wait? Look better, feel better, be your best. Georgette, before we really get really underneath some of this baggage we carry around, just share a little bit of that. How do people find out about you more? How do they work with you? All of the above. Please let folks know how to do that.
Yes, on my website, georgettelepage.com. There's testimonials. There's information about my programs. I want you to know about me as well. Hear my story, read my story. Blog posts are on there, and our show, past shows are on there too. And just contact me for a free 30-minute discovery session so I can listen to you, listen to what you're looking for. I can tell you what I offer, and we can make it a good fit, see if it works, and then we go forward. And there are different kinds of programs. There's a 60-day program and a 90-day program, which gives you enough time to make some changes to make a difference. So, please check me out.
Great.
Take some of my content from there as well, because I'm always putting out things to help people.
Wow. Look, the topic for today and the topic that you're bringing forward in this conversation is really addressing, I think, the cries for help that we're seeing. And what you're talking about today is the impact the diet culture has and how we can break free from those old beliefs about it. You know, once upon a time when we would have this conversation, we'd usually be looking at a group of people in a certain age group. The problem has gotten so serious that the age group we're looking at starts at like age 6 for a lot of people and goes right up the scale. So what we're talking about, it doesn't really have any age exclusion. So can you talk for a minute about that baggage? You know, what are some of the core beliefs that keep us immobilized, hopeless, and helpless?
Yeah, absolutely. And a message I always try to put out there is one size does not fit all. And that's kind of a trap that we always fall into with a lot of different things, but with weight loss in particular, and with diets and lifestyle things, what works for my body might not work for your body. How someone else eats might not totally work the way that it should for me. So keep that in mind as we go along on our journey on this show from today and beyond, to accept yourself for where you are, and then decide where you want to go with your goals. It's so freeing when you don't have to be like everybody else and do the same as everybody else, because that's very ingrained in our culture, which is very ironic because we're a culture with overweight rates that are skyrocketing, especially after the last couple of years. Let's face it, so many people put on a ton of weight. They ate their feelings. They drank their feelings. They didn't move around as much. You get the outliers that did the opposite, but they're kind of not as common as people, real people that tried to figure everything out. And we're still trying to figure things out. We're not in the clear. So this is a really good time to kind of think about what things mean to you. I mean, the messaging around us, you know, there's a lot of cultural baggage that people carry. You know, the old, in the 80s, calories in, calories out, just exercise all day and you'll be fine. But go ahead and eat the fat-free food because that's the best for you. Now we know the opposite of that. You need healthy fats and you don't need all the fillers and the processed food. But our culture has changed, and it started in the 1950s with the diners. That's where people started eating a bit differently, with the fast food, and then it just accelerated from there. And if you go travel other places, like I haven't in a bit, but I usually do, I feel so good when I'm in other cultures eating differently, you know, eating the cleaner food and just seeing how they view things quite a bit differently. They're not as consumed with the appearance and the diet industry as we are. It does exist, but it's not like here. At all. And I kind of want to put that out there so people can understand that this is very cultural. This is very particular to our country, and, you know, and other countries have it a little bit, but, you know, the beliefs that we have is just, you know, restrict yourself. We're all supposed to look a certain way. We're all supposed to be a certain size. And if you're not, then something's wrong with you. And that just snowballs into people feeling so overwhelmed that they don't do anything about their health. You know, they're stuck.
Yeah. I mean, part of this journey is one, stepping up and acknowledging this is where you are. And I think this is really the hardest place to begin, but we do need to begin here. You know, we need to begin at the place where you realize that you've tried things in the past. You're not happy where you are now. And I use that phrase very loosely. It's just a feeling. You know that if you truly believed that you could make the change you wanted to make, you'd make them. Because some part of this might be, and I wish you would talk to this for a minute, might be that you don't believe you can do it. I mean, I had a friend say to me not too long ago, how did she put it? She's like, you know what? I've been battling the bulge for most of my life. I am X years old and I have thrown in the towel. Everything out there says I'm never going to be strong, fit, and lose the weight I need to lose. And I heard that and I had two things hit me. There was a part of that I believed. So that was an awakening. But I do believe there are a lot of people that believe that. How do we get past that myth? Yeah. Oh, and she threw in, and you know, it's not going to be as easy as it was when I was younger. Like, I don't even know who made that like story up. But isn't this part of it? And you know, I'm talking about somebody that is over 50, but I have heard that statement come from people that are 35 years old, right? You know what I'm saying? It is a universal belief, right? Can you talk about that or do you think it's a universal belief?
Yeah, I think we get stuck and we figure, okay, I've tried this so many times. I've tried to lose weight. Hasn't worked, so it's never going to work for me. So the easy button on that one is to not try. It's easier to just stay with, you know, not being satisfied instead of putting in the good old-fashioned work. And, you know, I hear it all the time. Well, I'm 50 now, so it's all going downhill. Well, I'm a little over 50 myself, and I absolutely refuse to think that way. Yes, things change. Yes, you know, there's a whole bunch of scientific proof about, you know, how your body does change at a certain age. But it does not mean that you have to just kind of roll over and say, never mind. It's too late for me. It's never too late for you. Never. Sometimes we get a diagnosis of some lab results and the doctor says, wow, your cholesterol is sky high or your blood pressure's too high. You need to lose weight. And for some people, that's a motivating factor. That's good enough. And for other people, well, you know, I've been this way so long. I don't like to be in pictures. You know, it's just the way it is. That is not okay. That is an excuse. That is an excuse. So it's really time to flip the thinking to say, all right, I just haven't gotten to where I want to be yet. But there are so many resources. And when you work with a coach, it is fascinating to have somebody listen to you and help you reframe, refocus, and kind of reprogram your thinking because it does take a while when you believe something is true and that's the way you've thought and that's what you've accepted. It takes another perspective to help you to flip that around and make some changes. And that's when you'll start thinking differently is when you'll start making changes.
Yeah. I just got that question as I shared it with you during break. Mm-hmm. It just came in from one of our audience, one of our listeners. Mm-hmm. The next question that came in is, hi, Georgette and Dr. Pat. Sometimes it seems overwhelming. You're right. I turn on the television and there are a million ways and dial this number. Then you dial it. Then you have to sign up. Then it costs this. Then it costs that. And I have pretty much tried everything on a chopping block. And I now feel I don't even know where to begin at this point. This is a great question.
That's a beautiful question.
For a lot of reasons. Let's take a minute and talk about that because she's right. Yeah. You know, we're bombarded with social media, which we'll talk about, but we're also bombarded with the idea that I don't know where to start.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And our very first episode together in February was about that, how to jumpstart your health, because the number one obstacle to getting started is the overwhelm. Mm. You know, we have so many things at us coming at us. We have so many people that are telling us things and conflicting things too, even among the experts. You know, for example, you used to hear red meat is bad for you. And then now red meat's good for you in moderation. You know, wine is not good for you, but red wine is okay for you. So how do you keep up with so many things? You have to learn how to sift through all of the information and take what you need. It's really difficult when you kind of have what I call shiny object syndrome. When you reach for everything and you kind of like look all around, you just have to pick one thing. For example, if you're deciding that you're going to change the way you eat, you don't need to be focusing on the exercise part right now. Just pick one thing. Does that mean your meals? Does that mean meal time? Does that mean what you're eating? Just pick one thing and find some good sources. You know, as a, like a coach or sources online, and just pick one. I have sometimes to catch myself when I'm researching something like sugar, for example. I always am looking at things about sugar because that's a big problem. Yeah. And I will find myself an hour later with 6 or 7 different experts that may have varying opinions, and I'm very confused by the end of my search. So what I have to do is go to the best sources I can find, get what I can, take what I can, learn what I can, and apply that. If I were to spend all day looking at different diets or creams and magic pills and potions and, you know, shakes and everything and all these promises, I would never take the first step. You are so right out there listening, because that's the thing. So you have to pick one thing that you're interested in and start there. And we talked about that, one step at a time.
I mean, this is really now for everybody out there. You know, what we're talking about is in response to you all emailing us and saying, how do I flip this? How do I turn this around? What if we were to say to you that you have the power within, with the right guidance, the right coaching, the right tools, that you have the power within to create an amazingly strong mind, body, spirit. You have the power within to meet what the goals are that you want. But maybe you just don't know how. Or how about this, Benny? Let's leave everybody with this. How about maybe you're getting so much dang information. Maybe you're getting information on your really should fit in that really pointed shoe with the 6-inch heels, and boy, there's something wrong with you if you don't. Maybe you are beautiful right now. When we come back, Georgette LePage is going to walk us through, how does social media portray weight loss? I mean, how does it really do it?
Yeah,
ask Demi Lovato. She can tell you a bit about that. I mean, think about some of the people that have recently... Dallas Bryce Howard. No, is that right? Mm-hmm. No, I didn't get her name right.
I think, but Bryce Dallas. Yeah,
Bryce Howard. You know, Ron Howard's daughter. Mm-hmm. Fabulous. She's of course Jurassic World Park and all the above. But behind the scenes, she is producing and directing one of the most incredible series. How about her? How about every time she gets on camera, the comment that is made? What do you think? Let's take a short break when we come back. And I just want to say to all, to everybody out there, I don't think anybody is commenting about Rihanna's weight now. Like, not a single person. Why do you think that is? Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at transformationtalkradio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit sharingloveandlightshow.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the golden age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.com. Net.
Tune in to Awaken Your Magic Within, reveal unconscious systems to discover your unstoppable freedom power. Join me, Tracy Lynn Wallace, on TransformationTalkRadio.com the first Tuesday of each month, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, to gain insight, direction, and tools to uncover limiting beliefs. Get ready to step into your unstoppable power to discover and uncover your magic within.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Guess what we're talking about? Flipping diet culture beliefs. Why wait? This is Georgette LePage's show. Before we get into talking about social media and then how to reframe despite social media, please let folks know again how they can work with you, a little bit about the coaching you do, and how there is a solution for them.
Yes, thank you. I try to empower women to be their best on the inside and out with healthy lifestyle ways, healthy eating ways, and just rethinking. It has to start on the inside with your thinking, and then it can flip to the outside. But it's a reverse direction than what I used to do. And that's how I've become so aware of working on your thinking first and how you treat yourself and feel about yourself in order for you to push out the best physical part of yourself. And that's very different from the messaging that we get. We get most of the physical first, and we're going to talk about that. But those are people I'm ready to work with, people that want to make some changes and want to know more. And my website is georgettelepage.com. All the information is there. We could set up a complimentary 30-minute discovery session to talk about what's going on with you. What do you want for results? What do I offer? And are we a good match? Mm. And I got to say, I have a coach myself too.
I do. Yeah, exactly.
Really good coaches have coaches.
Yes, I have several. Yes. I have several.
Yes, because you're constantly.
I can't do it alone.
No, nobody should do it alone. We are such a big world now. You don't have to do anything alone unless you want to. And weight loss journey is something that can be so overwhelming and so filled with so many things coming at you. It's really good to have someone that you are one-on-one with and you're accountable to. That's a big part of it as well. Mm-hmm. And someone that'll listen. You know, we don't do a lot of listening in our culture. We do a lot of talking. And so it's really great to have someone listen and help you direct, you know, to where you want to go. So that's, that would be key. And, you know, social media, you know, I didn't grow up with it. A lot of us didn't, but a lot of people did, you know, What I'm finding is you have to be very careful. It's just like, you know, how much do you want to intake? How much do you want to consume? Or it can consume you. We've all caught ourselves scrolling for a while on sometimes important things and sometimes mindless things. We could waste a lot of time on it, but there's some messages in social media with, weight loss that are, not very positive. It's still that everyone should look a certain size. Everyone should be this weight, weight, especially when you get a little bit older. That's where I have a ton of people wanting to work with me to figure out, how can I jumpstart where I am now? It's not where I want to be, or this worked for me in the past, but it's not working anymore. So that's simply just reprogramming, reframing, and finding new ways. It's not giving up. It is not giving up. So my message of hope out there is that if you think you've tried everything, there's still something. There's a different way. You just haven't found it yet. So before you throw in the towel completely and accept, this is just the way it is, I can never do it. I challenge you to try one more time, a different way. A different way. Work with someone, work with me. And I will show you that you've got a lot of living to do, and how you do it is up to you. There's a lot of choice in what we do. The only thing we can't control is our circumstance. What happens to us? Everything else is in our power. How we think about something, how we act, and to a degree, the results we get from the actions that we take. So there's a lot of empowerment that some of us just don't realize. We just kind of go with it. We look at social media. We look at all the promises. I do that a lot just to see what's out there. I no longer put myself out there as a consumer to buy something. I'm pretty sure that a magic pill is not going to work for me long term, maybe short term, but long term, no. And food, shakes, certain shakes that's all you do, that's all you eat. No, I'm pretty sure I know enough about nutrition that sounds good at first, but that's not long term. That's not a habit. So I kind of would say the effect that it has on us, though, is it can lead us down a little rabbit hole. A little bit of, there's a little hope out there. Let me try this. Let me put my money here. And the next thing we know, we're on that list of people that say, well, I've tried everything. So it's a vicious circle, really. Mm-hmm. It really is. But there's just still the portrayal of what someone should look like. And I still don't understand who gets to decide that.
Yeah.
That bothers me.
Yeah. I wasn't kidding when I talked about the shoes. Because we now know that most shoe designs decades ago were designed by men and never worn by men. And, I would watch my stepmom always look great. Her nails were always done. She was a beautiful woman. But I would watch her get into these shoes, right? And she would ask us three girls before my brother, we would have to do the same. Although she was wise enough to never make us get into those shoes. Mm. And I remember asking her one day, when I saw her not with those shoes, and like a flat pair of shoes.
Yeah.
And I remember just looking oddly, not knowing what to say exactly to her, and saying something like, I bet your feet feel better. Just like that. I'm young. We're all young. And she just kind of looked at me and said, yeah, when you grow up, don't ever wear shoes that somebody makes you wear or you think they make you wear. And she said, as a matter of fact, don't ever do anything in life that somebody wants you to do if you don't want to do it.
Yeah.
And this is part of the journey. If you want to take this journey, really want to take this journey, then boy, today is for you, but we're not telling you to want to take the journey, right?
Right.
Yet social media tells you must do it to fit in.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Oh, totally. And it has in my entire lifetime. I remember, all the images of how you should look and what you should wear. It's just crazy. It is absolutely crazy. And it on social media also, remember, everything looks perfect. Even someone's post they're probably showing you the 20th picture that they took. They're not showing you all along the way. When you see someone that's, you know, has been working out and has muscle definition, they didn't get it overnight. You're seeing the end result. What they often leave out in everything is the journey along the way.
That's right.
You know, because that's not popular. That's not cool. That doesn't sell things, you know? So when you have someone who has just a regular, okay, I'm a roller coaster dieter, that 5 to 10 pounds and sometimes a little bit more off and on. And how did I figure out how to live as with a healthy habit and not be obsessed with dieting, with weight loss? People, you know, sometimes think, okay, that's nice, but where's your 100-pound picture? And like, I don't have one, you know, so it's one size does not fit all. Mm-hmm. Now I might struggle with 10 pounds like somebody struggles with 50. It is so personalized. And so to compare and despair on social media will do you no good at all. Yeah. You don't really know someone's story, but you do know it's not your story, you know, but that's, yeah. We don't get into that. We just see the superficial. We see all the ads, you know, and we see, oh, do this, do that, and eat this, don't eat that. And this week, this food's okay. And next week, it's not. And again, it is overwhelming to sift through who's telling you the truth. And you have to really check people out. When you follow someone, I challenge you to really look through their material and check them out. And you can kind of get a good sense pretty quickly if it's just a short-term sale or if it's someone that you can know, like, and trust. You know, is that someone that you can, you know, follow? Is that someone that, you know, they're putting out something about, you know, habits? Is that something you can trust? So that's up to you as a consumer for sure. But it is hard because, you know, back in the day, yeah, we didn't have all the advertising that we had. We had it, but not like now. Now it's in your face everywhere. You could be on your phone. We didn't have phones like that. You could pull up something. You could Google anything you want to. We used to have to open encyclopedias.
Yeah. And, you know, and people joke about this, but I want to really comment about it. It wasn't too long ago. You know, I thought about this the other day when we're reflecting, we're coming up on 20 years for the Dr. Pat Show and certainly an anniversary for TTR. And, you know, someone heard me talk about my research and then they Googled it and they gave me an update on where I'm listed as my research. I don't follow it. I don't pay attention. And I said to them, you know, when I did this research, there was no Googling it. You know, this was old school, dig up the article and find it out. I mean, that's the bit, and it still is. Anybody that does any kind of research for academic world, the internet cannot be an empirical source.
Right.
But there are some good things we can pull forward. And I wanted to bring us back to this other question too, which is when people think about this, we have the belief that small steps will not get us there. I think it's one of the greatest misconceptions, misbeliefs. And so help us reframe that.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, who doesn't want something fast? You know, our whole society is fast. Give it to me yesterday. You know, teach this to me yesterday. I want to look like that yesterday. That's how our society is. So it's up to us as individuals to kind of step back from that and realize that you don't get from the bottom of a staircase to the top in one foul swoop unless you're Wonder Woman or the Bionic Man. So small steps. When you take one thing at a time, and that's because you're taking small steps, it's more meaningful. You're learning something. You're taking time to process what you're doing. It's the same with eating. We don't really bake a pan of brownies and eat the whole pan in one sitting. Very few of us do that. We take bites. We take pieces. And we enjoy it along the way. So it's just the small step idea is just learn from your past, what worked, what didn't work. Don't dwell on it. Don't beat yourself up. Don't punish yourself for that. Learn what did and did not work. Here we are today. What's available to you as a resource? Is it a person, a coach? Is it a program? Is it more information about, you know, healthy food? And then go forward. And you put yourself forward where you want to be. Nobody needs to tell you that, you know, hurry up and lose, you know, 10 pounds this week with this water cleansing. You know, do what works for you. If you're interested in long-term health, then you need to get some resources that will help you for long-term health. If you're like, well, you know, I have just a little bit of weight so that I will feel better in my clothes, then you might need something different. You might need different resources. So really the small steps are the absolute best. That's how you're going to get to where you need to go. And patience comes with that. And I'm here to confess, I'm not always patient either with how I am. And I just have to remind myself that most likely if I'm in a bad spot, I didn't get there overnight, although it might feel that way. So it's going to take me some small steps to get back into the other direction. And I just have to kind of lean into that and let myself be okay with that. It's a reframing. Again, we've talked about that a million times in our shows. And that's the beauty of, you know, making transformation, of making changes that stick, because you might want this to be the last time that you, you know, lose some weight, or the last time that you have to like spend so much energy wondering, how do I get myself out of this mess? Yeah. You know, I want to be better. So there's hope out there, but I can't say it enough. The small step idea, this action steps that are doable and small and little bites is the absolute most effective way for you to make changes of any kind.
Yeah. I know we've got like a few minutes left, but there's one thing I do want to ask you and really have you address and talk to for people. There are habits, and, you know, perhaps we will talk about all of the habits that we've developed. There's a great commercial that comes on. And honestly, I didn't even realize what the commercial was about, but it's this young woman sitting there just watching TV and eating bags of chips. Like there's a bunch of people that are doing it. And then she gets in bed and she's got her app and she says, oh, I didn't know we're more likely to blah, 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 the science and keep eating the food while watching television. I have a question that came in, and I think we have time to answer it.
Sure.
It came in from, I think it's Joey. Joey's a woman. Came in from Joey. Dr. Pat, can you and Georgette ask this question? I'm really good with eating healthy. I'm really good with this. I'm really focused now on once a day, but here is the habit that I'm really struggling with. It doesn't matter what time of the night it is, what I'm doing, I get a craving to eat something before I go to bed. And I've gone from eating ice cream to a peanut butter sandwich. How do I break that habit? That's a good one. We should do a show on the hardest habits to break.
Yeah.
But that one, that's not an easy answer, because my sense is, you're ready for bed, but you got to have that tuna fish, or you got to have, no, she didn't say tuna fish. She said peanut butter, right? Yeah. I would go for the tuna fish, but this is not an uncommon thing to have something like that an hour or two after you've eaten a robust dinner.
Yeah.
That is something that's creeped up a lot. And that's not like binging. We're not talking like the binging with the chips. It's like, I got to eat me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Have you heard of that?
Absolutely. And it's all right up here. The need to eat after you've already had a meal is right here. It's something that you've told yourself, but congratulations to Joey, because you did go from one thing to a better swap. So that's good. That's a first step. When I coach people on this all the time, there's a lot of late night eating. The big thing is, just get used to telling yourself when your meal is finished, your kitchen is closed, and now your digestion factory can start to work, because it can't start to work if you keep feeding it, because there are two things going on. There's some science to this. And I will tell myself that if I get a little like ping of hunger, I'm like, oh, my factory's starting to work. I'm good. That's how it's supposed to be. But it can't start until you've stopped eating. And so really a couple hours before bed is the way to go. And it just takes, I'd say 5-6 days for you to get in that habit, a little bit less than a week for you to just when that happens, just stop and say, what's really going on here? Mm-hmm. And your answer probably is, it's just something, it's a habit for me. I'm not even noticing that I'm not starving. I'm not really starving. So I kind of challenge you, Joey, on that one. Try that. You've made a good swap. So congratulations. That's good. It's better than having a second whole meal or something that's, you know, not as healthy, but your factory can't start working until the kitchen's closed. So give that a try, but it's a habit, as everything. Just try it for a week. Let us know how it goes. Let me know. Yeah.
Well, I love that we're talking about this, and we'll spend more time on it. You know, there are some people. On the other hand, I have a friend that when they get the urge, they tend to work out a lot. And on their workout days, they will yank out a beef jerky, but it's still eating after you eat, right?
Yeah.
And so there are many schools of thought about, wow, it's okay to have a hard-boiled egg before you go to bed. This is what confuses people, because it's really hard to know that.
That's a great question.
Right. But you know, I hate to say it, if you drink like a lot of water, right? And I don't mean a lot, because every time I mention that, I don't drink a lot of water. But I found drinking water later, or even before I eat, water is a great substitute. The other thing that I got hooked on is this sparkling water, not like with the crazy fruit in it, I don't think I'm allowed to mention a name, but it's like a sparkling thing. I don't know what it is about carbonation, but it seems to fill a hole.
it probably does. It probably does. And some people's stomach, my stomach can't take those type of things. So I'm lucky in that sense, but water is great. If you have a craving or you think you need to eat for whatever reason, try a glass of water and then really think about, give it a bit and think again. Mm-hmm. And these are just little hacks for you to help you along the way.
But exactly.
I'm pretty sure our food is, if you were to all write it down, you're probably not needing more food after a meal, especially in the evening. Yeah. Great question. That's the prize winner today.
That is. Georgia, thank you for today. I mean, what a great show. The time goes so quickly.
I know.
Can we let folks know how they can work with you, especially about flipping these thoughts that have been with us for decades, right?
Absolutely.
You know, they just didn't pop up overnight in social media. Some of this stuff has been with us. It just reinforced. So how do we find out how to work with you? And then I'd love to know your personal message and what you'd like to leave everybody with today.
Absolutely. So on my website, georgettelepage.com, you'll see all these different buttons with all about me, my programs, testimonials, and a contact button, among others, so that you can get in touch with me. We can set up a complimentary 30-minute discovery session to see what you're looking for, what do you want, what I offer, and how good of a match are we? Because that's very, very important for you and for me. And find some good stuff on there. All my articles and my blogs and past shows we've done together are on there. Grab the content, please. Because as a final message today, this is a 71 plus million, a billion, excuse me, billion dollar industry of dieting. It's all around us. It's been there since most of us have been around, and it's not going away. What we have to do is empower ourselves to make wise decisions, to do the homework, and to, more importantly than that, is to decide to make some changes that serve us, not other people. What works for you, and how do you get the resources and the help to get started?
You've been listening to Why Wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with me, Georgette LePage. Tune in each month as Dr. Pat Basile and I tackle topics that are often seen as roadblocks for weight loss. Being healthy doesn't have to be hard or impossible. this show leaves you feeling empowered with new strategies and ideas to jumpstart your new health journey. If you're interested in finding out more about me, visit georgettelepage.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.